We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us on the Stoney and Jansen program is the head coach of Michigan football team, Jim Harbaugh, and congratulations on Saturday. I'm even older than you, and as a fan, there were maybe a few that I can remember, but being in that stands with that scene, what was it like? It was one of the coolest experiences I ever experienced.
Yeah, we're so locked in on executing the preparation and executing down after down, and I mean, you're coaching it down to down. But when it's over and final knee's been taken and to see, you know how I feel about the Michigan Stadium. I don't think there's any more beautiful sight anywhere, especially when the lights are on and it's at night and
you start starting to come down a little bit.
You start getting the pictures from high above, but seeing that one picture with the stands completely full, but the field completely full, you wonder where did everybody come from. That was an amazing, amazing sight. And yeah, just see everybody so happy. I remember Bo Schembechler's quote. I mean, every man on the Michigan football team owes it to every person in the state of Michigan to beat Ohio State and to have done that and done that for our state and for our town, for our university. It's a tremendous feeling and one that, our players said this is the best game of their, best moment of their lives. Aiden said that after the game, and I'm right there with them.
Yeah,
the kind of stuff that you're gonna remember till they throw dirt on top of you.
You've got games that you played in, you've coached in, you got memories like that. So I know this one will go in that same vault that you have. I've got them throughout my career, and for the players, when they look at this game, or when you look at this game, and the execution of the game plan. I know that you never play a perfect game, but how closely did all three phases come to executing what you envisioned as the game plan?
Well, sure. You start with the defense. We knew that the defense was going to have to give a different look to the quarterback into the sideline, into the press box, because Ohio State does a great job of trying to assess what you're in, and they look over to the sideline and they change the play or they keep the play on that they have. So it's going to be really, really important to give them a different look. Mike McDonald did a tremendous job, and the defensive coaches did a tremendous job of leaving doubt in their mind to what we were doing, what we were in. Were we blitzing? Were we not? Were we in man? Were we in zone? Is it a two-high defense? Is it a one-high defense? That was big. The other thing we knew, we were going to have to get to the quarterback. I mean, we're going to have to get pressure on the quarterback. Ajabo, Aiden Hutchinson, Mozzie Smith, Chris Hinton, and Jeter, and others, Upshaw, others contributed so much. And I haven't read a stat where this Aiden Hutchinson had 15 pressures on the quarterback. And since they've been keeping that stat, nobody's had 15 pressures. So another job well done. And the other thing is, we're going to have to cover. I mean, they had really good receivers. And we're going to have to stay with the intensity down after down. It couldn't be high intensity one play and then any kind of letdown the next. Also, whatever happened the previous play, whether it was good, bad, or you weren't in the play, you had to put that aside and get back to the next play. And I thought our guys did a tremendous job of that. And then, you know, just finally was I told him, you know, defensive coaches, defensive players, don't get discouraged when they make a play. Don't get discouraged when they have a drive and when they score a touchdown. It's going to happen. And it's going to be the offense's job to respond. And I would put an emphatic check mark on the offense responding each and every time, and even before Ohio State would have their drives and make their plays. Special teams was also a win for our special teams. We knew we were going to have to cover. We knew we were going to have to protect on the punts. You know, couldn't afford any blocked punt or you know, even a tie on special teams. We figured we really needed to win that phase, and we also did that. I mean, our special teams kickoff unit would be the one to highlight. They're the number one kickoff coverage unit in the entire country after after this past game. Jake Moody has a ton to do with that. I mean, the hang time he gets on the kickoffs and the length. And you saw Ohio State struggle with two and contributed greatly to the field position advantage. So, yeah, to your point, I mean, a lot of the – just about everything that, you know, we were trying to do in this game and prepare for our players executed flawlessly.
Jim Harbaugh joins us on the Stoney and Jansen program. Other parts of the offense, Haskins was great. I mean, Kay did what he had to do. Even J.J., when he came in, everybody offensively just seemed to be on the same page. Donovan with the one-handed catch. I mean, there was a lot of – Blake Corum returns. You had to be happy with practically everything offensively.
Yeah, it really played out. I've been noticing, you know, about this squad all year. I mean, they play their best when they're loose. And they play with joy. They play with gusto, and you could see it, you know, from the beginning, you know, right through the end. Even the interception early in the red zone. I mean, Kay didn't bat an eye. Nobody blinked. Was just just picked it right up where they left off, and they were just playing with that joy and gusto. It was great to be a part of.
And you highlighted the pass rush and the way that the defensive line controlled the line of scrimmage. On the offensive side of things, 297 yards on the ground. We talk about Hassan Haskins, Blake Corum, Donovan Edwards, and the success that the run game has had. But when you turned on the film, what did you see from your offensive line?
Outstanding, as good as I've seen an offensive line play in a college football game. You talk about intensity down after down, no matter what happened the previous play. You talk about playing with joy and gusto. I mean, and playing loose, but playing smart, and really doing your job, doing your assignment. You know, as an offensive line, you go into that offensive line room, you talk about MAs. I mean, there weren't any MAs. You know, no missed assignments. It was tremendous. And the thing that, you know, even all of us that know football, watch the game, we don't appreciate like we should is the perimeter blocking. And two guys, Eric Aull, Mike Sammerstell, were phenomenal in the perimeter blocking. I mean, not just phenomenal, but, I mean, that's an understatement. The blocks that Eric Aull made on the perimeter the effort, how did he do it? How did he get it done? 50, 40 some yards away from where he lined up, and blocking one, two, shielding off another, a third, and these touchdown runs are finishing with the back standing up in the end zone. That's huge. And Mikey, he's not huge in stature, but he's got some country strength or something. And for, putting guys on their back, which you like to call pancake, he was all over, as you say, feisty, in all parts of the secondary, and blocking safeties too, which, you block a corner, that's one thing. I mean, those guys are out there to cover people, but the safeties are out there to bring the hat, as they like to say. And, so that's That's putting on your big boy pants to go in there and block safeties and sometimes even linebackers. Mike Sanforsell, just huge, huge, huge heart, and then and he makes a big catch. And I thought the catch that Eric All made only for a 7-yard gain, but at a point where we were not, you know, it was after a 3-and-out, after another first down where we don't pick up a yard, and then you know he gets us a 7-yard completion. Now we're third and three, and we're rolling again because we got H2 and you know H third and two. You know,
I mean he's tough to stop. Look, you know as well as I do, beating Ohio State should shut up a lot of the critics locally and nationally. Is there any self-satisfaction you can get by just saying, "See, we did it"? So shut the hell up.
Oh, satisfaction comes from like I said, it just feels feels so good to know that the players, you know, they talk about this as being their. If you got Aiden Hutchinson standing up there and said, this is the best day of my life, and I'm right there with you, Aiden. I mean, I've lived a lot more years than you have, and you go around and look at and touch everybody, just acknowledge the tremendous job done by everybody in the Michigan football program. I call them the mighty men and women of the Michigan football program. So that's all. That's enough. That's more than anybody could hope for. And I will. I'll remember it as that kind of day till they throw dirt over top of me. And the other thing is been super, super, super satisfying. I mean, great, is the letters. We're getting so many letters. I'm getting a lot of letters, hundreds, you know, and especially from, you know, all different generations. But the ones that played or were there for the 69 game, and they talk about that game, from some 50 years ago, reminding them of this game. Mm-hmm. And as a kid growing up in the 70s, I mean, the 69 game was the 69 game.
Yeah.
And to have people equate that with our football team. And
it was a landmark.
What they felt at the 69 game and what they felt at the 21 game, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you've got those different landmarks in the program. You got that 69 game. You've got the 21 game now. And the players talking about the greatest day of their lives, as it probably will be for a lot of Wolverine fans in terms of their football life. How do you now turn the page? Because when you and I played, that was the end of the season. Now you've got one more to secure a Big Ten championship. How do you get them, not necessarily in terms of the game plan, because they've executed that and prepared for that, but emotionally, how do you get them to come back from the greatest day of their life to prepare for what might be the next greatest day of their life?
Right. I think that's the thing that, you know, I know it snaps me right back to where I need to be, and I know it's going to snap our players back, and that's as we're going to be talking about. I mean, and the great example that you have is the way they know they prepared for this. I mean, they know they prepared for this game mentally, physically, spiritually. They knew that this game was coming. They didn't know that the Iowa game was coming, but the way you prepared for this one, the Ohio State game, is the way we have to prepare for this game against Iowa and every game that we play from here on out if we want to keep it advancing. And I know we do. And that's the thing. That's the thing that really snaps you back into, hey, we got to do just what we did getting ready for every team we played, including Ohio State. And it's about having great days, great meetings, great practices, getting healthier, get the energy high, and then go play the game. And we have to reduplicate that at this level, maybe even higher, because we didn't know Iowa would be the best team we played. But the way it's shook out and the way it looks right now, and watching Iowa on tape, this would be the best team we play.
They're blocking and they're tackling. They kind of remind up front. Do they remind you of yourselves? Although they feasted more on turnovers than you guys did, but they just seem like a tough, tough team.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a real compliment to say they seem like us. Their level of consistency is is phenomenal. What they do is, you know, what they do. I mean, that's as true a way you can say it. I mean, they play their football. They believe in their way of doing it, and it's great. It's blocking. It's tackling. It's route running. It's timing in offense and in defense and in special teams. And when a team is put together that kind of level of consistency and, hey, we're going to do what we do and we'll see if you are good enough to match our execution, there's also a level of danger that you also understand there's a lot of creative things they have done and could do, and you're gonna have to guard against all those things while also understanding you're gonna have to buckle it up and out execute them who are playing with the highest level of execution in their fundamentals and technique.
Well, good luck at Indy. I see your name. I saw during the NFL game your name's up on the Ring of Honor there. So make your name proud on Saturday.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it. We're excited to have a great day today.
All right. Jim Harbaugh joining us on the Stoney and Jansen Show. 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.